Okay. So, right, yesterday we started discussing one of the first big exception in the sugya of Kavod HaBriyos. Remember, the rule that Gemara establishes at the beginning of the sugya is the idea that when there's a clash between Kavod HaBriyos and Chil Hashem, right, the Chil Hashem triggered by an Isser D'Oraisa, so then the Chil Hashem wins out. Right? The Chil Hashem trumps the Kavod HaBriyos. And the Gemara asks a bunch of kashas of situations where it seems that Kavod HaBriyos is winning out. And all three of the, in all three cases, the Gemara says, no, don't bring, that's not a good kasha, because what type of Isser is it, Shmuley? It's not an Isser D'Oraisa, but rather, the first three questions of the Gemara.
Oh, it's Isser Rabbanan.
Exactly. The Gemara says, oh, when it comes to an Isser D'Rabbanan, there, Kavod HaBriyos wins out. Right? Kavod HaBriyos is Dochen Isser D'Rabbanan. So we started discussing, last night, why is it that Kavod HaBriyos is Dochen Isser D'Rabbanan, even though Kavod HaBriyos loses out to an Isser D'Oraisa? So the first approach we started discussing yesterday, right, is the idea that simply the value of Kavod HaBriyos is greater than the value of Mitzvos D'Rabbanan. Namely, that even though the value of Mitzvos D'Oraisa is greater than the value of Kavod HaBriyos, but the value of Kavod HaBriyos is greater than the value of Mitzvos D'Rabbanan, right? In terms of hierarchy of values, you have Mitzvos D'Oraisa, Kavod HaBriyos, and then Mitzvos D'Rabbanan. But within that approach, and that approach is perfectly encapsulated by Gadol Kavod HaBriyos, which is Doche Yisurim D'Rabbanan. The idea that, Kavod HaBriyos is Doche Yisurim D'Rabbanan because it's a greater value. Oh, but then we basically ask within that first approach, so why is it that Mitzvos D'Rabbanan have a lesser value than Mitzvos D'Oraisa? We presented two different explanations. The first explanation is the Ramban. The Ramban said, what, Eli Melech? Why, according to Ramban, are Mitzvos D'Rabbanan on a lower level than Mitzvos D'Oraisa?
Not considered D'Oraisa.
Exactly. Because according to Ramban, right, the most, or Mitzvos D'Rabbanan of the Takanos, Gezeros, Siyagim, the variety, they're not D'Oraisa, they're not Minah Torah, they don't fall under the rubric of Lo Sasser, and therefore only Midrabbanan. And again, according to Ramban, once Mitzvos D'Rabbanan are simply Midrabbanan, not Minah Torah, we, easily understand why Mitzvos D'Rabbanan are not on the same level as Mitzvos D'Oraisa. But then we said, but according to the Rambam, who hold that, no, all types of Mitzvos D'Rabbanan fall under the rubric of Lo Sasser, so all Mitzvos D'Rabbanan are D'Oraisa. So the question is, if all Mitzvos D'Rabbanan are Midoraisa, so then why is there a difference between Mitzvos D'Oraisa and Mitzvos D'Rabbanan? Why is it that Gadol Kavod HaBriyos, why is it that Kavod HaBriyos beats out Mitzvos D'Rabbanan if it loses to Mitzvos D'Oraisa? So, Daniel, what is the basic answer that we gave to that, based on the Lashon of the Rambam and others? Exactly. That the fact that Mitzvos D'Rabbanan, although they are D'Oraisa according to the Rambam, but even the Rambam will admit that although they're D'Oraisa because they're part of Lo Sasser, they're still not Mefurish Bikra. And the fact that they're not Mefurish Bikra, that is a simon that they are less chamor than Mitzvos D'Oraisa, which are Mefurish Bikra. So again, according to the Rambam, if you hold that Mitzvos D'Rabbanan are D'Oraisa, the way to distinguish between the chomer of Mitzvos D'Oraisa versus the less chomer of Mitzvos D'Rabbanan is this factor of whether they are Mefurish Bikra. We saw this in the Lashon of the Rambam, Michilchos Kelayim, when he's presenting the halacha of Kavod HaBriyos. We also saw it in the Shari Tshuva. And we also saw another halacha of the Rush in the Sugya of Mutav Shei Shogin, where you see this idea of Mefurish Bikra being a simon to Chomer. But before we go on to the second approach that's coming out of Rashi, I just wanted to ask, try to answer one of the big questions of the Rambam. Remember, if there's one line in the Gemara, right, which the Ramban poses a question on the Rambam Shita, right? The Rambam Shita being that all Mitzvos D'Rabbanan are D'Oraisa. What's the one line in the Gemara which the Ramban says is seems to be a kasha against the Rambam? Exactly. The line which says that Kol Mili, right? Kol Mili D'Rabbanan Asmichinu Alav Lo Tasser. So, right, Binyamin, how does the Ramban understand that line? What does the Ramban say that
that's missing?
Yeah, but when he said, what does the Lashon of Asmechinu mean according to the Ramban? It's an Asmachta, right? Says the Ramban, look, that line in the Gemara is a Raya, that Mili D'Rabbanan, Takanas D'Rabbanan, are Mili and Asmachta to Lo Sasser, but not actually included in Lo Sasser. So, is there a question, is there any way for the Rambam to understand that line in the Gemara? Any suggestions? Based on something we just said?
No.
Oh, or not?
I already showed him to say that Asmachta to be D'Oraisa.
Okay, but again, according to the Rambam, he doesn't think that it's just an asmachta.
That wording usage would mean D'Oraisa.
Okay, but for the Rambam, who thinks that every D'Rabbanan is actually part of Los Asar. It's not just an asmachta. Is there any other...
It's coming off of it, though. It's not... You know, we said it wasn't before
Shmikra. Oh, what did you say? It's not before Shmikra. So the other... All right, in light of the Mahalach we're giving the Rambam, that for the Rambam, even though Mitzvahs Derabban are D'oraisa, but they're not before Shmikra, and that's the reason why they're Las Chamor, it's possible that the Rambam... That's the way the Rambam is going to learn the Gemara. That when the Rambam says... It's not using the word asmechinu as an asmachta, obviously not for the Rambam. Asmechinu means that it relies upon, it's hanging upon Los Asar. Maybe it's saying this exact factor of Lom Mefurish Bekra. Right? Maybe the Rambam thinks that, yeah, every din d'rabbanan is only hanging upon the Lava Los Asar, right? It's not explicit in Los Asar. Los Asar just says, listen to the Chachamim. So every particular din derab, every particular mitzvah derabanan is only hanging on the lav klali of Los Asar, but it's not mefurish b'kra. So maybe the Rambam is going to interpret the lashon of asmechinu alad Los Asar not as being the smach the ba'ama like the Ramban says, but rather as saying this or pointing to this exact factor we've been discussing, the factor of mefurish b'kra, and maybe the Rambam, who thinks that's a key factor in the sugya, thinks it's actually coming out of this line in the Gemara. That's just a possible suggestion. Okay, so now that we've basically finished up the first approach, which basically said that the reason why Kavod HaBrios beats out Mitzvahs Derabanan is because Mitzvahs Derabanan are less chamor than Kavod HaBrios, I'd like to now transition to the second approach. The second approach in the sugya is going to say no. The reason why Kavod HaBrios is doche, right, the reason why Kavod HaBrios trumps Mitzvahs Derabanan is because of what the concept we call Heim Amru Veheim Amru. That even though really Mitzvahs Derabanan are perhaps more chamor than Kavod HaBrios, so why does Kavod HaBrios win out? Because when the Chachamim were metakin, right, when the Chachamim were metakin their Mitzvahs Derabanan, they made an internal Tanai. They said there's a Tanai that the only time that we're going to be metakin this Mitzvahs Derabanan is if it's not coming, it's not clashing against, coming up against Kavod HaBrios. But, say the Chachamim, but b'makom that this Mitzvahs Derabanan clashes Kavod HaBrios, then b'chiyai gavna lo tikna. So where in the Gemara, Binyamin, you were saying this yesterday, where in the Gemara does the Gemara seem to say something like this? That the idea is not that Kavod HaBrios is greater value than Mitzvahs Derabanan, but it's simply that the Rabbanan were lo gazer b'makom Kavod HaBrios. Exactly. Actually, two lines in the Gemara. Two times when the Gemara is coming to answer the potential mesve, right, when the Gemara brings kashas, but seemingly cases which are Yisurim Daraisa, which lose to Kavod HaBrios, and all three cases the Gemara says, no, these are only Yisurim Drabanan, and in two of the cases, the lashon of the Gemara is that the Rabbanan were not gozer. In the second case and the third case. In the second case, right, when it comes to Kavod Malachim, you see the line starting on Mishum Kavod Malachim? Right, so, right, one line it seems to say that is that when the mitzvah derabanan comes up against Kavod HaBrios, the Kavod Malachim, lo gozer rabanan. It sounds like the reason why Kavod HaBrios wins out is because the rabanan weren't gozer in such a scenario. Then a couple lines later, similarly, you have this line where Binyamin just pointed to, where in the context of the whole brisa of gadol Kavod HaBrios, where it says mishum kvodo. Sharu Rabbanan. Because of Kavod HaBrios, the Rabbanan basically were not gozer. Basically we're not gozer that particular Ezra. So I would say the pashas of those two lines in the Gemara seems to imply the second approach. This idea that not that Kavod HaBrios is a greater value than Mitzvahs Derabbanan, but really that maybe Mitzvahs Derabbanan are a greater value than Kavod HaBrios. And it's just that b'chiyai gavna lo tiknu. That whenever the Rabbanan were not gozer, their Mitzvahs Derabbanan, if it comes up against the factor of Kavod HaBrios. So that's from just the Lashon of the Gemara, which seems to imply the second approach. Which Rishon seems to formulate the exception of Mitzvahs Derabbanan in this way?
Rashi.
In two different places. Right, first Rashi, Dir Masal Vesa Pras. Nadav, would you mind reading the last line in Dir Masal Vesa Pras? Right, the beginning of it is just the details of why the Tumah Vesa Pras is only Mitzvah Rabbana. Right, so what does that literally mean? Exactly, right? The way Rashi there justifies Kavod HaBrios beating out mitzvah d'rabbanan, isra d'rabbanan, is because b'chiyai gavna of kavod or brios, the rabbanan were mochel their kavod. I'll get back to that lashon of mechila being mochel on their kavod. Not just stam lo gazu rabbanan like the Gemara says, but Rashi particularly focuses on kavod of the chachamim. So again, first time Rashi says is in Dir Maslo Bebeis HaPras, the last line there. And also later on in Dir Maslo Komili d'rabbanan. Eli Malik, would you mind reading? See, skip a couple, the first couple lines, and go to the period. Which is
Kasha.
Yeah.
So Kasha before the Daraisa.
We're gonna get back to that line also. And if you're gonna ask that every din derabbanan is Daraisa, so we'll get back to that line. So again, what's Rashi's formulation? The why is it that Kavod HaBrios beats out Kavod HaBrios? Why? Because Rabbanan achlu liyakrayim. What does that mean? Exactly. So Rashi, in line with those two right, in line with the two lines of the Gemara we quoted before, seems to adopt this second approach, which says the reason why Kavod HaBrios beats out Dinin d'Rabbanan is not because Kavod HaBrios is greater than Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, but simply because B'chiyai Gavna Lo Tiknu, that the Rabbanan were mochel on their Kavod according to Rashi's formulation when it comes up against Kavod HaBrios. Yeah.
That is the same thing as saying that the value of Kavod HaBrios is greater than the Rabbanan.
No. So we'll explain right now. There. Oh. So this second approach is basically saying that if not, or just point out like this. There are two assumptions of the second approach. Let's analyze Shitas Rashi and those two lines of the Gemara. There are two assumptions of this approach. Assumption number one is going to answer your question. Assumption number one is that if not for the fact that the Rabbanan were mochel their kavod, what would be? What? Exactly. If not for the fact that the Rabbanan were specifically mochel their kavod, it's saying that the mitzvah d'rabbanan would be doche kavod HaBrios. Meaning, that just in terms of the pure hierarchies of values, the value of mitzvah d'rabbanan trumped the value of kavod HaBrios. And the only reason why kavod HaBrios wins is because b'chiyai gavna lo tiknu. Right? That's very different. The first approach was saying, no, in the hierarchy of values, kavod HaBrios is greater than mitzvah d'rabbanan. This is saying the opposite. This is saying, no, really, in terms of values, Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan are greater than Kavod HaBrios. Why does Kavod HaBrios win? Not because it's a greater value, but simply because the Rabbanan were not gozer b'chiyai gavna in this case. You see the difference?
Yeah, I mean, but still the Rabbanan were compelled to misakin that everything is.
Correct, but it's a completely different reasoning. Okay. And we'll see why Rashi Lishitaso might have to come onto this, right? But it's a right. If you're asking the question, why is it that Kavod HaBrios beats out Kavod HaBrios beats out Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, there are two different answers. First approach says because Kavod HaBrios is a greater value. Then the second approach is saying, no, it's not because it's a greater value, it's simply because the Rabbanan weren't gozer b'chiyai gavna. Very different answers.
But you seem to be saying earlier that it was the Kavod HaBrios went over Kavod HaRabbanan.
That was the first approach.
So it wasn't that they were being mochel, it was like the Kavod was.
What were we talking
about? No, we're talking about the
sphere. I mean, the first year.
Yeah, the first year.
Yeah, but according to this, the kavod of Chachamim trumped the kavod of Brios. And it's, oh, no. And then they're mochel to say, even though really, exactly, very different than saying that, no, the kavod of Brios comes before Mitzvah Zerubbat, right? Very, very different. So again, so the first assumption of Rashi in the second approach is that without the mechila, the value of mitzvahs d'rabbanan are greater than the value of kavod HaBrios. And I think the reason for this is Rashi Lishitasa. And someone pointed this out before. Because what does Rashi hold about mitzvahs d'rabbanan? The machlokes between Rambam and Ramban. Right? Whether mitzvahs d'rabbanan are d'oraisa or not. What does Rashi hold? D'oraisa. Very much Lishitasa. We're going to prove it right now. Because Rashi holds, like the Rambam, that all mitzvahs d'rabbanan are d'oraisa, so therefore, Rashi says, since mitzvahs d'rabbanan are d'oraisa, right, it's possible to say that the d'oraisa of mitzvahs d'rabbanan is greater than the d'oraisa of Kavod HaBrios, and therefore the only reason why Kavod HaBrios wins out is because of mechila, because of the factor of mechila. Right, so again, Rashi Lishitaso, in holding that it's only because of mechila, right, the assumption is otherwise without Mechila, mitzvahs derabanan would beat out kavod abrios. And the question is, what do you mean? Why would a mitzvah derabanan beat out kavod abrios, which is daraisa? Because Rashi Lishitaso holds that mitzvahs derabanan themselves are daraisa. Where does Rashi say on the daf, right, tip his hand to say that mitzvahs, that all mitzvahs derabanan are daraisa? Exactly. Dira Maslach Kol Mili Drabanan, right, the beginning that Eli Malach just read. Right before, and Dira Maslach Kol Mili, right before he mentions the factor Mechila, he says, Udikakasha Lechu Da'araisahu, right, this is coming off of Lo Sasser, which is mentioned before. And if you're going to say Lo Sasser makes every Din Drabanan Da'araisa, and therefore, and the question is, so then every Din Drabanan should have a greater value than Kavod HaBrios, and the answer is, in a chanami, it does have a greater value of a cover of reels, but you have this factor of mechila of a chacham. So again, Rashi, very much l'shitaso, the reason why he thinks that mitzvahs derabanan have a greater value than cover of reels is because Rashi l'shitaso holds like the Rambam that every din derabanan is part of lo sasser, therefore every din derabanan has the status of d'oraisa. And there's another Rashi, which actually just, I wasn't on the marmakomas, because when I was preparing the shirim, I just found this other Rashi. We'll get to the Gemara in Menachos and Lamed Ches, right? If you remember, the Gemara in Menachos Lamed Ches is one of the Gemaras which say that Kavod HaBrios is Docha Mitzvahs Derabanan. That's one of the Gemaras we'll see later on. And when Rashi is commenting on that Gemara to explain why it is that Kavod HaBrios, right, is Docha Mitzvahs Derabanan, even though it's not Docha Mitzvahs D'Oraisa. So the simple way of explaining the difference between D'Oraisa and Derabanan is like the Ramban, because Mitzvahs d'oraisa are d'oraisa, mitzvahs d'rabbanan are only d'rabbanan. Remember, the Rambam explains that difference based on Mefurish B'Kra versus Eino Mefurish B'Kra. So Rashi l'shitaso, and again, this is Rashi Menachos, you want to take a look at it afterwards. Rashi Menachos, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, Dibur Hamaskel Belav D'lo Tasser. So again, this is Rashi and Menachos, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, B'Dibur Hamaskel Belav D'lo Tasser, distinguishes between d'oraisas and d'rabbanan based on Mefurish B'Kra. Right, explain. I'll just read this really quickly, right? Slowly, because you guys actually didn't see it. But he says, "Belav de lo tasser." Right, when the Gemara says that Kavod HaBrios is docha the iser of carrying in a karmelis because it's only derabanan. So going tiltel iser mi derabanan. Right? If there's an iser tiltel mi derabanan, va'avana mukurzalos. Right, an example of a muksa mi derabanan. Then mutter lahachnas lebesa kisei mishim Kavod HaBrios. Right, we know that Kavod HaBrios allows you to violate an iser derabanan. Of a losses masa, but to carry, to violate the Isra Votsa, so you'd say, you think Rashi's going to finish, like, that's me da oraisa, that's not me drabban, that's me da oraisa. He doesn't say that. He says, of a losses masa, de chsiv behedja. Right, he says the difference between the contrast between the earlier Durabanan and the current Da'oraisa is not that this is Midoraisa, because Rashi Lishitaso thinks that the Durabanan is also Midoraisa. The way he contrasts it is by saying Dechsid Behedja, that's Mefurish Bikra. So again, Delo Dachi Kavod HaBrios. And when it's Mefurish Bikra, then Kavod HaBrios doesn't win out. So Rashi Lishitaso, holding that even Mitzvahs Durabanan are Midoraisa, again explains the chilik between Da'oraisas and Durabanans in terms of Mefurish Bikra, and Eino Mefurish Bikra, just like the Rambam. Yeah.
It seems like Rashi here explains the concept he had on the fact that it's Da'oraita in a different way. The fact that there's no Mitzvah Derabanan at all, because Rabbanan are Mechulim Nekvodam, not because this is Mefurash Bikra, this is not Mefurash Bikra. This Rabbanan just let us go and said no.
Correct. You're right. 100%. All I'm saying is that the fact that Rashi, right, focuses, I mean, when he calls something da'oraisa, he doesn't say, oh yeah, it's min ha-Torah. Here he's not really explaining why Kavod HaBrios is docha. He's just explaining the chiluk. He's just stating the chiluk. He's saying the Kavod HaBrios is docha isurim derabanan. He gives some example, but it's not docha isurim mi da'oraisa. But when he calls it isurim da'oraisa, he just says it by saying dechsiv behedja. So again, he's not giving the ta'am; he's just explaining what the categories are. And when he explains the category of min ha-Torah, he doesn't say min ha-Torah because everything is min ha-Torah. He calls it dechsiv behedja because the only differentiating factor between derabanan and Midoraisa is whether it's Mefurish Bikra or not.
So the only thing Rashi is going to Shitato is also here and also there, says it's
in the sense that there he formulates d'oraita. I mean, when he's contrasting with the Rabbanan, he doesn't say mi d'oraita, he says mefurish b'kra.
And therefore,
you'd only say that if you hold that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are also midoraisa. Right? Because you're saying, right? Because once you hold that all mitzvahs d'rabbanan are d'oraisa, then you can't say, oh, these are midrabbanan, that's min ha-Torah, because they're all min ha-Torah. So you'd rather say, these are midrabbanan and these are mefurish b'kra. You know what I'm saying? So it's just l'shita, so in the way he understands, that the difference between Durabunans and Duraisa is whether it's Mefurish Bakura and Mefurish Bakura. But in Hanami, the reason why the Dinam Durabunan are Nitches is because of Mechila, is because of the Chamur Mocha.
Rashi doesn't bring here Mefurish
Bakura. Talk about it. In Brachos?
Yeah.
Well, remember, but Rashi here it says it's Kakashul Chul Duraisa.
Yeah, so he does it, it's the right, but he doesn't bring the Chiluk of the fact that it's.
Right. I mean,
the only thing that has to go with Mishita is that this is the right time, this is the
right time. Exactly. That's all I'm saying right now. Yeah. And right now, I'm just trying to bring to Rashi. Meaning, we pointed out before. Meaning, the Shita of Rashi that the reason for Kavod HaBriyos beating out Yisurim D'Rabbanan is because of the Mechila. We point that assumption number one of that is that without Mechila, Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan would be Docha. Kavod HaBriyos. So we're saying, why would that be? So we're explaining because Rashi seems to hold that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are midoraisa. Now we're bringing two Rashis to support that idea that all mitzvahs d'rabbanan are midoraisa. One, when he says, "Udikakasha l'chu d'oraisa," says that all mitzvahs d'rabbanan are d'oraisa. And then the Rashi Menachos, which also says that the only difference between d'rabbanan and d'oraisa is that one's mefurish b'kra and the other is eino mefurish b'kra. So again, assumption number one of the second approach of Rashi, again, is this idea that without Mechila, Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan would be Docha Kavod HaBriyos because Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are D'Oraisa. The second assumption of Rashi's formulation, right, he says that the Rabbanan were Mochil their Kavod. Sounds like, what's the Mechayev of listening to the Chachamim? Exactly. The second assumption of Rashi in formulating, right, the idea that they are mochel their kavod, what does kavod have to do with it? It sounds like from Rashi, a very important yisod about mitzvahs d'rabbanan, that the mechayev of lo sasser, that the mechayev of mitzvahs d'rabbanan is to be mechabed the chachamim. Or that you have to be mechabed the chachamim by listening to what they're saying. And because if you don't listen to what they're saying, that's a breach in kavod and kvod chachamim. So Rashi, again, the second assumption of Rashi's formulation, that the fact that he formulated it, that they were mochel on their kavod, it sounds like that the mechayiv of mitzvahs d'rabbanan is kvod chacham. Very important yisod. So I just wanted to bring the Meshech Chachma, because the Meshech Chachma, it's a well-known Meshech Chachma, again, seems to also have this very important yisod, that the mechayiv of mitzvahs d'rabbanan is not that, oh, the chacham were able to create a new Maisa Avera. And therefore, once they created a new Maisa Avera, it's an objective Maisa Avera to do what they say not to do. That's not what the Meshech Chachma says. The Meshech Chachma says, we'll see it inside, and it's not that they create like a new objective Maisa Avera, it's that the Mechayev is listening to what they say. And we're going to see from Meshech Chachma right now, there can be some, you know, some nafgamina from this. So again, Meshech Chachma says that the Mechayev is not that there's a Maisa Avera Midrabanan, but rather that there's a mitzvah l'shmo al chachamim. And again, that's going to be very similar to Rashi, that the Mechayev is kvod chachamim, and therefore, I mean, the Mechayev is to be mechabe the chachamim by listening to what they say. Let's just see there how the Meshech Chachma, you know, says this yisod, and what he, and we're going to see, he explains the yisod, the klal of Safek Durabanan Lekula, with this idea. Michal, do you have it? You see the Meshech Chachma? The bottom of the second page.
The blue page.
Yeah. Right, so he's saying, what's the mitzvah lo sasser? L'shmoa mashi yomer. What does that mean?
To hear what they say.
Literally, to listen to what they're saying. Explains, yeah. Kidsho. Right, this is a very important idea. He's saying that which a particular group of chachamim say, you know, it would be a little heretical for us to say this, but says the Meshech Chachma, like For all we know, they weren't mechaven to what Hashem wanted. Right? For all we know, what the chamim, what a particular group of chamim, what a particular basin said, is not exactly mechuvan to the ratzon abore. Okay. There, yeah. Alright, ta'usam. And if another later basin comes along and disagrees with the earlier basin and mevarer that what they said was wrong, right? How do we know that what a particular basin says, the particular group of chachamim say, is not necessarily the ratzon of Hashem? Because we know that in a later basin can come and uproot it. So he says now, right? And because he says this, so because what chachamim say is not necessarily the ratzon Hashem, so therefore what they say doesn't create, in our terms, doesn't create an objective ma'aseh there or an objective mitzvah in the positive sense.
Why not? Why is that a raya? Maybe it does, and you can just undo it.
Okay, you're right. But this is the way he's saying it. This is the way you're right. It's not mukhrak, but once you say that what the particular takana of the chama is not necessarily ratzon Hashem, so it's possible to say that why do we listen to it even though it might not be right? It's because you're not listening to what they said because that might be the objective truth, quote unquote, but you're listening to it to them because the Torah says you must listen to them. Let's just finish the piece.
Isn't
there
any
hechrech
that it's not
going to
be
mikabel and ratzon abore? What? His only hechrech is the possibility that another basin is going to come along and argue.
No,
you can't look at that. And that's even with chachamim, like, maybe they're not on.
You're right. That's what I say. Like, again, this is Meshul Chachamim or Sameach talking. And I wouldn't. But again, what the Meshul Chachamim is saying is very chashuv. Let's just finish the piece. Exactly. It's a possibility. Again, it's very important. Humans are fallible. Right, all chachamim, everyone, you're human beings. I'm saying, the point of mitzvahs rabbanan in a way is not, it's not undermining the chachamim. It's not saying, oh, they could be wrong. It's saying, it doesn't matter if they're wrong, because the Torah basically sets up a system where even if they're wrong, you still have to listen to them because of what they said.
Right, so,
but the thing that they say itself is not inherently right or wrong.
Exactly.
Listening
not
to them,
exactly.
Is what you have to
the
do.
Fact that they say
but
it.
The
exactly. Exactly.
That they say doesn't
right,
mean
right,
wrong.
It is a real chiyuv. It is a real.
It is a real chiyuv, but the mechayev. Exactly. But the mechayev is listening to them. And, exactly.
Necessarily right.
The reason
you
listen to them is that because what they said is it has to be true. Isn't this because the Torah says listen to them?
Exactly.
Once they say it, it's mitkabel as a.
No, but disagrees.
But the mechayev. But the way he says it is only because the mechayev is to listen to them. Uh-huh. It's very, you're right. It's not mukhrach. You didn't have to say. Oh, because they could be wrong, therefore they don't create objective mitzvahs, objective isurim. You didn't have to say that. But this is the way. But you could say it. And what he's saying could be, right? You just don't think it's mukhrach. Let's finish up the piece. Right, umi'ata. Now with this, you saw that the mechayev is l'shmoa l'chachamim, not that they created an objective ma'isa avera. He now is going to explain the idea of why it is that suffik drabana is l'kula. Go for it, Michal.
Umi'ata nivar kol hashkotav.
Right, when you come to a suffik to oraisa, you don't know whether a particular meat is pig or not.
So,
very important idea. He said, when it comes to it in Isser de Oraisa, that's objective. So even if the Torah didn't say, "Oh, don't eat Safek Chazer," but at the end of the day, since it's an objective problem of eating a davar mituav, it's an objective problem of eating Chazer. So therefore, even in a Safek case, there's a possibility that you're going to eat that by eating this item, you're going to be eating Chazer. Therefore, you can't do it. Since the mechayev is not to do the objective ma'isa aver of eating chazer, so therefore, even in a case of suffix, since there's a possibility of you doing that objective iser, you have to stay away.
But going
after
the road.
Explain one second.
Of all.
Oh, brilliant idea. But he says in Meshul Chachma, but when it comes to Dinam Dirabbanan, the Mechayev is not the Maisa Avera. So therefore, the only Mechayev, sorry, is rather to listen to the Chachamim. So therefore, in the case of Suffolk, it's a perfect test case. In the case of Suffolk, where the Chachamim didn't say not to do this. So therefore, since the whole Mechayev is to Lishmoa the Chachamim, but in the case of Suffolk, where they didn't say not to do it, so then you're not going to be subject to the Suffolk Isser. The only situations where you have to be machmir in cases of safek is when there's an objective problem of an objective ma'aseh aveira, like in the case of an isser d'oraisa, because of the possibility of violating the objective isser d'oraisa, you can't act. But if the whole machayim is not the objective isser, because maybe the chachamim were not mechuvan l'ratzon habore, so they're not able to create an objective isser, the only machayim is to listen to the chachamim. So therefore, you only have to listen to the chachamim in cases where they told you to listen. But in case of suffix where they didn't talk about, so then the mitzvah derabanan, the mela falls away. So I was just to tie this back to Rashi, why I think this is parallel to Rashi, because what the Meshul Chacham is saying, by formulating the mitzvah, the mechayev is all to listen to the chachamim, it sounds very much like Rashi, that the mechayev is to be mechabed the chachamim by listening to them. Because when you don't listen to them, it's a breach in their kavod. But not again, and therefore the Meshul Chachma says the Mechayev is Davka Lishmo Chacham is very parallel to Rashi, who says the Mechayev is the Kvod Chacham. Yeah.
According to the Meshul Chachma, how does it work with the Gemara and Hogayot that says that if the Chachamim say that this Masal is Kasher and you think it's Pesul, so you can so you're not allowed to eat it?
Do you mean like the Sugya of Zaki Mamre?
The beginning.
I don't know what Sugya is.
I mean the top. You're asking. Yeah. That's when the.
But the chilim.
Yeah, but the sugyot and a horayot. That's not when they were saying it's suffik. That's when they're paskining something bevadai. In the basin of gadol, right? The whole gemara and horayos.
Even if you are vadai that you are right, you cannot listen to.
Exactly, so because the basin of gadol paskin against you. And there's a lishma, there's a missile lishma l'chachamim.
No, but they say that if you think it's wrong, so you're not allowed to eat it.
Complicated. The case of Zaki Mamre is when you, the case of Zaki Mamre is when you go out and say the.
They're wrong.
Exactly. They're wrong.
Others don't
exactly. follow their rules. Exactly. They're wrong. I'm right. I don't. You know, just because they paskin this way, they're not koveya. That's where the sugya of Zaki Mamre. There's a whole question. There's a whole question about, let's say, if you disagree, are you supposed to be machmir for yourself? Because the whole sugya, you know, I think the famous Gemara where they, you know, there's a machlokes about when Rosh Hashanah was, and they said, oh, you should come out on, you know, bring your muksa, whatever, on your Yom Kippur. So it's the big machlokes whether you should be machmir for yourself, but the Zaki Mamre is when you basically say that the Beis Hanukkah is wrong.
One thing. You're there for that one. Imagine the point that if you actually think that they're wrong, they're wrong and everything, that you have to be.
I think it's like more imperial.
You mentioned yeah, it's that's more, yeah. Yeah.
Chachamim can change the image.
They're coming. They're coming. Very good. Okay. Okay, so Adkan is the first exception. By the first exception, the wild Kavod HaBrios loses to the Chil Hashem of Doraisa's Kavod HaBrios beats out Mitzvah Derabanan. Well, I would like to now transition to the second exception in the Gemara, the exception of Mitzvos Shel Mamon. So let's see, the Gemara Tashma when it comes to Shabbos Aveda, who, Yosef? Tashma the Hisalamta. You can see right now that a second category of exceptions is basically cases where we're going to say that Kavod HaBrios is doche mitzvos shel mom. So Rabbi Gemara first asked Toshma by the Salamta. Do you have Yosef?
Toshma by Salamta mehem kamim shatav mitalem mehem banim sheinatav
mehem hafi. Okay, so stop there. So what's the context? What mitzvah are we talking about? Exactly, of Shavas Aveda. Thank you, Emmanuel. Right, so you have the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and the right in when the Torah is telling you that you can't ignore it. There's one line in there which says, "Oh, you can't ignore it." V'salamta me'am, you can't ignore the Aveda. So the Brisa asks, "Haketzad, in what cases is a person not mechuyev in a Shavas Aveda?" So Gemara is going to give the Brisa is going to list three cases. Right, the only one which is not okay to us is the middle one. Let's just go through it. All right, so case number one is if being meshev of the Aveda will cause the Kohen to violate an Isser, the Isser Tumah. So again, in that case, right, the Aseh of Hashavas Aveda is not Doch the Lav of Tumah. Again, not for our discussion. The second example. Okay, so what's that case? That's Nogeh for us. What's the idea of Zakim Einol Lefi Kvodah? Cool, right? It would be since. It's not befitting for him. If it's a particular object, it would not be befitting for a zakin of his stature to be walking around with that item. So then he's punter. Right? So again, because of the kavod brios of the zakin, that is docha, seemingly this mitzvah d'oraisa of a shavas aveda. And then the Gemara gives, right, osha haisa malachta maruba mishal chadero, right, another case where it's going to end up costing the owner, you know, more money than the item itself is worth. Kachnemar v'salamt, in all these cases, the Torah says that the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda doesn't apply. So the Gemara asks, Amai. Oh, so right, so the question is, what do you mean? Why is it that Kavod HaBrios, in this case, is being docha a mitzvah d'oraisa? Didn't we say earlier, isn't the klal of the sugya, the Kavod HaBrios loses to mitzvah d'oraisa? The Gemara answers, Salamta man. This is the exception. So the Gemara is going to say, but we have a klal called Binyanav. So the Gemara asks, right? So that exception should now create a rule that this din that says that Kavod HaBrios is docha the mitzvah of Shavas Veda should now establish a new principle that Kavod HaBrios is always docha Yisurim and mitzvahs de Oraisa. The Gemara says no. Right, so this klal of Kavod HaBrios being docha, the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, that's limited to what types of mitzvos? Mitzvos of mamon. Right, so the Gemara here is saying another exception to the klal is that Kavod HaBrios is docha mitzvah shel mamon. Right, and the Gemara is saying, but while it's docha mitzvah shel mamon, you can extrapolate and say it also is docha mitzvah shel iser. So here you have the Gemara establishing this second exception, that while Kavod HaBrios loses to Isurim, it overrides, it trumps mitzvos of Mamon. It's a very important, you know, exception that we're going to have to understand. But before we go on, I'd like to see the Gemara in Shavuos, which also has this exception. You have a question?
Isn't this also if Shavuot has there? Because what happens if you don't go and get it? Or run this, you didn't have time.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're gonna get back to that factor.
No, so you can say the opposite.
No, but in this case, the
yeah, I'm saying that you have two of them. Also, it's all me.
But that depends on whether you're going from Chomer to Kal. That depends. We're gonna get back to that idea. But it seems since the underlying mechayev is towards the other is the mamon, it's that it's a mitzvah of mamon, which is then subject to a lav. And an asay, but at the end of the day, the type of Yisurim that it, the type of lav that it is, it has to do with mamonos. We'll get back to explaining why it's different in just a moment, okay? Anybody have the Gemara in Shavuos?
Yeah.
Oh. You also have it? So Yoni, would you mind reading this? This is the Gemara in Shavuos, Lamed Amud Beis, whoever has it should read along. Very important Gemara in Lamed Amud Beis, which also basically has this exception, which says that Kavod HaBrios is doche mitzvos shel mamon. Starts with Hait Surba Mirabanan? So what's the case? Exactly. So you have a Talmud Chacham who knows Edus.
It's going to be an embarrassing for him to go to the Western base and testify for them. Well, he's going to have to go.
Right? What's the idea? Exactly. His Kavod HaBrios allows him not to testify, which is generally an Isser.
Alright, she should read the
Mishnah. Right, exactly. A variety to this idea of Kavod HaBrios. Right, that's not the idea of Zakim Veinu Fik Fotos. The Gemara says, oh look, I also have it. Right, there's another source for this idea of Kavod HaBrios in the context of Shavas Aveda, like we saw in the Gemara in Brachos, New Testament base. But now is the key qualification the Gemara says. Exactly. Right. So in the case of the Kavod HaBrios is going to result in an Isser. Anybody remember Rashi's case? When would you withholding of Edus? Exactly. If you know that an Isha's husband is really alive, and you...
What?
Okay, good. Good. But again, what we're saying here is that the Mechayev, it's really related to your other question. But underlying all of it is Mamon. So that's the Kovei. And we're going to get to why it is that when the Mamon is underlying everything, why that makes a difference. And then hopefully that'll explain. But basically the Gemara is saying is that when it comes to Mamonos, yeah, Kavra Brios dictates that you don't have to testify. But when it comes to Yisurim, right, if you're withholding your testimony is going to result in an Isser, so then the Chil Hashem associated with Isser overrides the Kavra Brios. So again, from both our Gemara and Shavuos Daf Lamed, it's very clear that while Kavra Brios is not Docha Isurim, right, Mitzvah Shel Isser, it is Docha a Mitzvah Shel Mamon. And the question we have to understand now, presented the number of Mahalchim to, is why is that? What is the reason why Kavra Brios is Docha Mitzvah Shel Mamon if it's not Docha Mitzvah Shel Isser? Yes, Nadav.
The cases that the Gemara brings aren't really comparable. Meaning one is where in your personal conduct, the way that you behave as an individual, and the other one is the way that you interplay into a justice system. And that you pervert the whole system that we use to determine Dine Mamonos. One is, I find an Aveda, am I going to return it or not? And the other is, how am I going to participate as a citizen in an existing legal system?
Okay, yes. But at the end of the day, the tzad hashava between them is that basically, that in both cases, what's mechayev you in the mitzvah is your responsibility towards someone else's mamon. Meaning, in the case of Shavuos Aveda, what's mechayev you in the mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda is the fact that you're responsible to make sure that that person who lost his object gets his mamonos back. Same thing here. The what's mechayev a person to give edus in regards to mamon, if I know that someone owes, right, Daniel money. Or the reason why I'm a chuyav to give testimony on his behalf is because I have a responsibility towards his mamonos to rectify, to make sure that he gets his mamonos back. So in both cases, what the Gemara is saying, that when the mechayev of a particular mitzvah or iser, and again, this gets back to Yoni's point, right, when a particular mechayev of a mitzvah or an iser is my responsibility towards someone else's mamonos, so then we say, if the mechayev is someone else's mamonos, so then Kavod HaBrios is going to trump that mechayev. That's the sadashav between them.
Can I respond that? That I'm so afraid of being embarrassed that I'm going to lose Ruvain out on $1,000 in the Dina Mamonos case?
Okay, so good. That's exactly the question that we're asking right now, which is, why is it that, that's the question we're asking right now. So that's the question, right? Why is it that Kavod HaBrios, that my Kavod HaBrios is Doche Mitzvos Shel Mamon? What's the basis of that idea? Okay?
I think it's related to Boshet, when someone's Chogel Bechaber.
What's the connection?
Boshet.
No, I know what it is, but...
Right. It's Mamonos and Kavod. So do you only say Kavod in...
But that's an achai. That's like causing someone's embarrassment. There's a monetary value to that.
Yeah, we say that the monetary value of Boshet is the amount of money you would have to pay someone of that stature to be embarrassed by someone of that stature.
Okay.
And so you could say that Kavod HaBrios would go up to that.
Why is that Kavod HaBrios though?
Well, if it's not
a fee for the it's not the fee for the bullshit.
Why would that be this? Why has that something to do here?
If a zaken has to crawl in the dirt, he might not be embarrassed to do it, but it's not a fee for the.
No, that's true. No, you're both right. Meaning, Zuckin is a different level of Boshes. That's 100% true. I don't understand what. It's not necessarily like connected. That's not like connected to our Sugyo, which says.
I'm saying that was one of the time. That would be a good.
Connection.
Seems to be like
okay.
Connection.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that. I don't see the direct connection at the moment, but maybe we'll talk it out afterwards. Meaning, here we're basically saying that my personal dignity, my personal kavod, allows me not to be involved in a mitzvah which has to do with someone else's mamonos. That's the idea of, you know, Kavod HaBrios being docha mitzvah shel mamon. The idea of boshes is the idea that we monetize, that we basically, you know, we basically put a price tag on the busha that you call someone. I think that's something else. Yeah.
It looks from the word Shavuot that you're allowed to be mocher al kvodo. Even though we see that it's not his Torah and you can't be mocher al kvodo.
Well, I mean, in all these cases of Kavod HaBrios, you're not meaning you're allowed to, meaning are you asking, meaning I think in general the idea of kavod abrios is a heter, not a chiyuv. Mishum kavod abrios, it's mutter for you to violate Nesed Rabbanan. It's mutter for you to violate.
Why is the Talmid Chacham allowed to be mocher al kavodo?
Well, that means that's a machlokas.
The
Rosh says
you can't.
What?
I'm pretty sure the Rosh says you can't.
You cannot be machlokas. Meaning the Zaken
is
like
video. Because he says Zaken means Tamachalun can't be machlokas.
Okay, yeah. So again, this, so what the Rosh is saying is that it's going to be totally in that machlokas. Is it right? Machlokas in Kedushin, right? It's, I think it's a machlokas Tanoim, I believe.
No, the end of the Rav HaChozer.
Okay, right. This machlokas Amoraim about whether a tamachachal can be mochel as kavod. So I guess what Shmuel is saying is that if, again, it's not clear whether zakin is limited to tamachachal, but if we're talking about tamachachal, he says the tamachachal would not be able to be mochel. But general kavod abrios, not limited to tamid chachamim, it's a heter, not a chiyuv.
We hear it from tamid chacham.
Possibly.
I'm not familiar with it. Cannot be mitzvah. Tamid chacham can be mochel.
So what Shmuel is saying is that the Rosh, I didn't see this. The Rosh Bar Metzia supposedly says that you can't be mochel. So basically, like you're saying, enechanami.
Just in Biush cannot.
What?
In Ma'an Kiddushin, it's saying that you can be mochel. Tamid chacham can be mochel al kavod Torah.
That's the maskana.
Yeah, but not in Biush. Not if it's mevayshim.
Oh, not like a bizarre. Okay, we have to look into those sugyas a little bit more. But basically, what comes down to the ability for a tamachacham to be able to be mochel on his kavod abrios would be related to that sugya of whether he can be mochel on his kavod, assuming that it's a bizarre. And that's what the Rosh seems to be saying, that he's not allowed to. We have to work that with the maskana and condition. But fine. All right. So again, so right now. The last couple minutes we have here, I'd like to start discussing a number of different mahalchim for why it is that kavod abrios is docha mitzvos shel mamon. It's an isser d'oraisa, but because it's an isser shel mamon, some reason kavod abrios is docha. So what does Rashi in our sugya say?
Kalmin.
Exactly. Let's just so if you look at Rashi diras mamona, just two words, and it packs a big punch. Right, Rashi says mamona. Right, in the context when the Gemara says isurim mamona lo yafina, and Rashi explaining why is it that you can't extrapolate from mamon to isur. Rashi explains mamona. Why? Because it's kal mi isura. Because mamon is more kal, is less chamor. So it makes an isur, a mitzvah shel mamon, is less chamor than a mitzvah shel isur. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. And just to translate into the terms of our sugya, what Rashi seems to be saying is that while there is, very important right now, while there is Chil Hashem associated with violating a mitzvah shel mamon, the Chil Hashem is on a lower level than the Chil Hashem associated with violating a mitzvah shel iser. And therefore, again, going back to the hierarchy, what Rashi seems to be saying, so while Kavod Abrios loses out to the higher level of Chil Hashem of a mitzvah shel iser, it beats out the lower level Chil Hashem associated with a mitzvah shel mamon. So again, according to Rashi, when he says it's more kal, sounds like he's saying there in economy there is Chil Hashem associated. You'll see that's the reason why I'm saying this, because to contrast this with the Meiri, if you recall, who says there's no Chil Hashem at all. But right again, but Rashi seems to be saying there is Chil Hashem to violating a mitzvah shel mamon, but it's more kal, right? There's less Chil Hashem for a mitzvah shel mamon than there is by a mitzvah shel iser. Therefore, even though kavod abrios loses out to the higher level Chil Hashem of iser, it beats out the lower level Chil Hashem of mamon. Bruno. Because that's the koveya. I mean, that's the koveya for a sugya.
We're generally mingled, so we're more willing to
let him be. But what's the koveya here? Here the koveya is a kavod abrios. I mean, why does kavod abrios lose out to an isra d'oraisa generally? Because Chil Hashem trumps kavod abrios. Right? That's the, I'm just using the Gemara's terminology.
And maybe this Chil Hashem, maybe not just this Chil Hashem, but we're...
Yeah, but it's a lower level. It's more
kam. How much chilul?
Exactly. That's what I'm just translating Rashi and putting it back to, into the kovei of the Gemara. Right, the kovei of the Gemara is saying the kavod abrios generally loses to a mitzvah d'oraisa because the chilul Hashem of a mitzvah d'oraisa trumps kavod abrios.
But now when
Rashi says that, oh, when it comes to the mamon is more kal, it sounds like it's more kal in terms of chilul Hashem. That the chilul Hashem. What?
And then what?
And then the
chilul Hashem.
There is chilul Hashem, but the kavod, but kavod abrios is doche.
Why?
Why what?
Why
kavod
abrios doche? What is the
svara? The whole sugya is all about values. I mean, again, we were talking before.
Kavod Hashem is kavod Hashem, like what we tried to say, but
understood. But what we're saying now is that the chilul to kavod Hashem by mamonos is less. We have to explain this. We're going to explain this right now. What?
Doesn't sound like the svara of in makom sheyesh chilul Hashem ben cholkim kavod la'av. We have chilul Hashem.
So but that's Dirabanans. We're not talking about Dirabanans now. We're talking about Mamanas now. Yisur Mamona
Le'alfina. No, that's in the beginning. Kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem v'chukim kavod la'av.
Okay, yeah, sorry, yeah.
So, like,
so now, but now,
chilul Hashem is on top of everything.
But the Gemara is close. No, but the Gemara is not qualified. The Gemara is saying, no, that's only limited to Yisurim, like Kalayim.
No, but I think the Gemara here isn't talking about chilul Hashem and Isul, and
no,
that's the reason. The
we're going to see the
Bichlal, we say.
But be more kal. But yeah, we're going to see. The Meiri is going to say this idea that, oh, because it has to do with Mamanas, there's no Chil Hashem. But I don't think that's Pshan Rashi. Rashi is saying it's more kal. I mean, it sounds like it's the same idea, just less chamor. To me, Rashi is saying that whatever Mitzvah Shel Isser is, this is just a lower version of that. So just translate it. So while Mitzvah Shel Isser is high level Chil Hashem, which is Doche Kavod Abrios, so this is lower level Chil Hashem, which therefore is Nitche by Kavod Abrios.
Why? Well,
let me explain. Let me explain right now.
Hashem.
What?
Still is Chil Hashem.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing that's Chil Hashem, but it's a lower level Chil Hashem that the value of Kavod Abrios is Doche that. We're saying that Kavod Abrios loses out to the higher level Chil Hashem, but it beats out the lower level Chil Hashem because it's more kal. But the Gemara is, but the Gemara makes an exception.
Chil Hashem
only of Isser.
Of Isser.
And the Gemara clearly said, the Gemara clearly says that when it says Kol Makom Sheyesh Chil Hashem, that's only by the Chil Hashem associated with Isser, not the Chil Hashem associated with Mamaro. What? Fine. Okay. Good.
Yeah, but
I want to now explain. So I want to explain now, what's this idea for Rashi, right? What is this idea, right? Why is it, if the whole Mechayev of, let's say, Hashavas Aveda, right? I'm basically asking, according to Rashi, it sounds like there is Chil Hashem.
No,
it's the lower. One second. All right. That's the Meirin. Again, the fact that Rashi says Kal sounds like that's a, I'm saying Hebrew, it's a quantitative Chiluk. Right, it's the same idea, just less of it.
Yeah.
Right, all right, right, kamuti, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, understood. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Can't say it.
If you're saying
the Gemara said the Gemara said the opposite.
No, it doesn't.
That just in Isu you have a chilul Hashem, because
by Mamanos it's more kal, meaning there's less chilul Hashem.
You don't have chilul Hashem.
That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says kal.
But the Gemara doesn't say that, so.
Rashi's explaining the Gemara. Rashi's explaining that when the Gemara has the exception of Mamanus, Rashi says because it's more kal.
No, Rashi explains why don't we learn from
this.
That's the reason for the exception.
Kal, it's more kal than this.
That's saying that just because Kavod Abrios is Doche Mamanus, you can't then derive it to Yisurim, because the only reason why Kavod Abrios is Doche Mamanus is because that's more kal. But you can't then extrapolate to Isser, which is more chamor. But that's telling that the Sibas HaPtur, and the reason for the Dechia, the reason why Kavod Abrios is Doche a Mitzvah Shel Mamon is because it's more kal. And explaining why you can't extrapolate, when by being Mafrich, the Binyan Av, you're also explaining this Siba for why Kavod Abrios is Doche Mamonus.
I'll ask you to explain that Gemara.
The Gemara just says that Mamonus is different. Right, and Rishonim now explain why. What?
That's just because it's a gzerat hakatuv.
No, we're trying to understand. We're trying to be mafrech on a binyan av.
Right.
That's it's a svara. But opinion of is limited to the realm of Momonos. But there's a svara.
You need to explain that in Momonos, you don't have Chilul Hashem. How can I explain that?
But the svara of Momona Me'isurim and Momona Loyafin is a svara to say that the binyan of his salamta is limited to mitzvah shel mamon. And now all the Rishonim are explaining what's the reason for that. Why is mamon different? So Rashi is saying, but that's more kal. Great. So therefore,
it's not necessarily.
Maybe it's more kal because it's yavle bechila.
Okay, we'll get to Tosfos in a second. I don't think Rashi said.
Maybe.
Different
answers.
But you cannot say that Rashi is just about chilul.
Shmuel.
The reason mamon is special is because it's
zerat
hakatur.
No, but you don't know that because of binyanav.
No, that's
a guys. One at a time.
Story about. Why don't I learn from this to others? And the reason of that is because Bechalal Nashas, Mamun is more kal than Isurim.
Yeah. So that's a svara. That's not Xeros Akasiv. You don't, meaning the svara of Isurim and Mamun Le'alfina is what limits the Xeros Akasiv of Isalamta to Mamunos. So when Rashi explains the limitation of that binyanav, is basically giving us the svar for why mitzvot shalmaman are different. Why are mitzvot shalmaman different? Right? Why is it that kavod brios is specifically docha mitzvot shalmaman? The answer is because mitzvot shalmaman are more kal. So now I'm just wanting to explain how, if you translate back into the sugya, it sounds like he's saying, yeah, it's just more kal, meaning it's similar to Isurim, it's just less severe. So while Isur has a higher level chil Hashem, which trumps kavod brios, mamon, mitzvah shemamon have a lower level chil Hashem, which kavod brios is doche. Now I'd just like to explain, trying to get to this point, to ask the question, wait a second. Why is it that there is a chil Hashem by a mitzvah shemamon? What's chil Hashem is all about desecrating God, Hashem. When I'm not meishiv in Aveda, am I desecrating God or am I desecrating the Baal HaAveda?
God.
So why? Oh, so good. So why is it both?
Excellent.
Good. But because Hashem was mitzavi you to be meshiv the Aveda, by not being meshiv the Aveda, not only are you being mechalel, or you know, you're a bein, not only is it bein adam lechaveru problem, it's also bein adam lemakom.
Yeah.
Right. Because when I
because it says in the Torah, right. When you don't do something in the Torah, you're being mechalel.
But you do something in the Torah because the Torah says that. What's
up? No. Slow. We're missing something.
The Torah says that.
Wait a minute. Wait. The Torah says to be meshiv in aveda, to return a lost object. Right. So when you don't return a lost object, not only is it a problem bein adam lechaveru to the Baal HaAveda, it's also a problem bein adam lemakom because you were mevatel the tzivoy Hashem. Right? That's the idea. So again, right, you don't need, it's a very simple idea. Oh. But the reason why it's a lower level chil Hashem than Isser, but because it's not only a chilul to Hashem exclusively, it's also, right, a chilul to bein adam lechaveru.
Something making worse?
No, because it's like a shared. I mean, the idea is by mamon, by mitzvah shel isurim, that's a higher level chil Hashem, because the soul mechayev, the only entity that you're being mechal is Hashem. So therefore, it's a much higher level. When we look at that action of being mevatel and isur like kelayim, all we see is chil Hashem. That's why it's a higher level chil Hashem. When it comes to a mitzvah shel mamon, Rashi is telling us the reason why it's more kal is because it's not only about chil Hashem; it's also about being mechalal, if you will, your chavero. It's a mixture between ben adam lamakom, ben adam lechavero. It's not there, so therefore it's considered in terms of the chil Hashem part of it. It's only like we call it 50%. So therefore, it's a lower level chil Hashem. And what Rashi is saying is that this lower level chil Hashem is overridden by kavod brios. So we're saying, in short, for Rashita's Rashi, that while kavod brios loses out to the higher level chil Hashem of Yisurim, because there, chil Hashem is the only factor, so therefore, when you're mevatel and Yisur like kelayim, it's all about chil Hashem, it's a higher level chil Hashem. But when it comes to mitzvah shel mamon, it's like half chil Hashem, and half bein adam lechaveru, and therefore that lower level chil Hashem is nitche by kavod brios. That's what I think Pshat and Rashi is. Let's go around. Yeah, Shmuel, and then
if you say that it's half kavod brios, half chilul Hashem, Okay, so Kavod HaBriyot and Kavod HaBriyot, so that's a tie. Kavod HaBriyot, Chilul Hashem wins. So why? It's like 5 and 10 beats 5 and 5.
Huh? No, because if we're saying the only thing which overrides, that's going to get back to the Meiri story of the other person. I'm saying the other person's kavod is not going to play a role. But what Rashi is basically saying, the only thing which should override kavod HaBriyos is Chilul Hashem. But because here the Chilul Hashem is lower, so therefore kavod HaBriyos beats it.
But it's lower.
A lower level Chilul Hashem. That's the idea of Kal.
You need 100% Chilul.
Yeah. That's
what 100% of Chilul Hashem.
Yeah, remember Rashi is saying it shot, which is like, right.
He didn't say that. Kal is more, maybe it's 32%. The more it's Kal, the more Zachli.
I think you could go.
Call up that
one. I mean, the Gemara, Shmuel, the Gemara clearly. But the Gemara, are you arguing on the fact that the Gemara says that mitzvos shel mamon are clearly nitcha by kavod HaBriyos?
No, it's not.
But at the end of the day, it's a skewer on the earlier Gemara. But the Gemara is... But the Gemara is clearly saying at the end, when the earlier member said, kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem, that's only the chilul Hashem of Yisurim. Nadav and then Mordechai.
Okay, I don't say that. Maybe you could say, like Akiva was saying to Nseder, that even though the Maisa is like Be'etzem, something that has Chilul Hashem in it, people, when it's something that's Ben Adam Chaviro, people who look at it don't see that you're being Mechal Hashem, see that you're being Mechal that guy instead. So it's not the same level of Chilul Hashem, because it's not being Mechal Hashem so much, it's more being Mechal the guy who you're interacting with.
Not just that, they don't see that.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't take them
you're a jerk.
Yeah.
If you are over, you show everyone.
Exactly, right? It's not solely focused on your Chilul Hashem. You're also 100%. But again, but what's important in Adav and Akiva's formulation, guys, what's important in the formulation is that there's also Chilul Hashem here. I mean, it's different than Meiri, because Rashi is just saying it's more Kal. It's not saying it's completely different. It's just saying it's less severe. It sounds like it's the same factor of Chilul Hashem, but less chamor.
Mordechai.
Yeah.
That Mammon is Kal from Yisura, just because that, all we have to do is have to explain why Mammon is more Kal. And we assume that the fact that kavod HaBriyos we don't care about by Yisurim, that's just a chumra. As long as we explain why Mammon is a kula, the gabin iser, so then...
But it has to be nogeya to the kavod HaBriyos.
So,
right, it can't just be a kula which is unrelated.
So when you have an Yisura, so then you're doing a maisa iser, you're doing something that Hashem said not to do. When you're doing, when somebody is mamono, so it just means if you do this, you have to pay the guy money. I mean,
oh, there's also an iser.
It's not an iser, it's a mamon. I mean,
Mechayev is mamon. There's a law of not being meshav avedah, does it not say? As you were saying before, since the Torah is mitzavah you, to be mevatel a mitzvah shel mamon is also an iser.
No, there's no avera if it's built in that there's no avera. But
that's circular. Because you have to figure out why is it that kavod HaBriyos is docha? I mean, we're trying to figure out why it is that kavod HaBriyos is docha the mitzvah shel mamon. So you can't say it's docha because it doesn't apply.
Maybe I can expand. Rashi, that's a year.
That's
Rashi
a catch 22.
Maybe I did.
I'm gonna hear you out. I did. The shmooze is starting right now, so we're gonna let people go. But I want to continue.
Maybe can I expand Rashi like Tosfot?